As you know, I've been calling certain members of the pack to have a private conversation with me. See, there's been some internal issues, and we have all suffered greatly because of it. That's actually why I asked you here in the first place. I thought I would offer you a chance to make a name for yourself in our pack. See, I've had to make some pretty tough calls recently. It's part of the burden of being Pact Alpha. But at the end of the day, I put the needs of my pact above the needs of the individual. This, of course, has led to some disagreements. But if you're willing to hear me out, maybe I could do something that's beneficial for the both of us. Is that something you would be willing to do? That's why I like you, young Alpha. Most knotheads would tell me off and storm out of the cave. But not you. You've got a good head on your shoulders. We need more people like you in our pact. It's why I think you'll be perfect for this task. I am going to allow you to take a mate. I know. You've been asking for this for months, stating that you are ready, and I finally agree with you. I see how hard you've been working, and I think you've truthfully earned this. How excited are you for this chance to prove yourself, young Alpha? That's so good to hear. I want to give you a fair chance as well. You've been known to be quite agreeable, haven't you? Always willing to compromise and find a solution that makes everyone so happy. You've also shown that you're compassionate, taking care of the older folks in our pact, helping out when others are sick, or picking up the slack when someone isn't having the best day. You're a joy to be around, and you go out of your way to make others feel safe and happy. You're a great member. You're going to make your future mate very happy. There's just, well, how do I put it? There's only one issue I have with you. Those traits that I all described, do you think they make for a good alpha? Alphas are supposed to be determined, stubborn, know their place and worth, don't compromise on little things, stuff like that. So the fact that you are willing to bend so easily, well, that shows me that maybe you aren't the alpha you thought you were. And as I was thinking about our dwindling omega numbers, I started to think about what I could do. Now, I could always go from town to town and try to recruit Omegas that way. But then I thought, we have plenty of Alphas and Betas who exhibit more Omegan traits. And that got me thinking, maybe I don't have to go out and find strangers to bring in. I don't like strangers. But I like you. And when the Alpha's as pretty as you, well, it would be a waste of your beauty to keep you as one. So I've decided that you are one of the Alphas that I'm going to bitch. Since you'll be receiving such a big life change, I thought I would make it a bit easier by offering you a mate. Myself. I'm going to give you a chance to elevate your status within the pact. You wouldn't be considered just a regular member anymore, no. You would become Pact Omega to me. That's quite an improvement, isn't it? You would go from having a long list of chores that you have to get done every day to living a life of leisure. You would be taken care of, doted on, fawned after. And since you all have been bitched, it shows your dedication not only to me, but to the pact. Let's face it. You weren't meant to be an alpha. Look at yourself, and then look at me. Compare us. You're shorter than me, weaker than me. You find yourself easily obeying my words. You don't even think twice, despite the fact that you're supposed to be an alpha. You've been more Omega than Alpha since the day you were born. It's just that biology seems to have gotten confused, turned you into something you weren't supposed to be. Alpha will fix that for you, because that's my job. I'm looking out for the rest of the pact, not your personal feelings. I know. Oh, I know. This is a lot to take in, but I figured it was good to tell you now before we started. I wouldn't want you getting all confused. Now strip for me. I'm not going to ask twice. You can either undress yourself, or I can do it for you. And I can't promise that I'll be gentle. So make the choice. Are you going to undress yourself? Or am I going to be doing it for you? That's what I thought. See? If you were a real alpha, you would have put up more of a fight. But you don't. So you didn't, huh? Nothing underneath your clothes, huh? It's almost like you were wanting to be an Omega. Like you knew that this was going to lead to your bitching. I'm sure you were just trying to be comfortable. But you have to understand how this looks to me. And just look at what you were hiding underneath everything. That's the body of an Omega if I've ever seen one. Are you sure you haven't presented as one already and just using blockers or something? What a delicious smell, even for an alpha. Present for me. Face down. Ass up. Want to take you properly for your first time. I know that you've never taken anything since you've been so convinced that you weren't an alpha, right? It's okay. You don't have those silly thoughts anymore. I'm going to knot them right out of your brain. You don't need them. All you need is to be an Omega. Going to bitch you, young Alpha, just how you deserve. That's how you can best serve your pact. You want to do what is best for the pact, don't you? Then this is what is for the best. And you know it's true. So don't be nervous. You're doing what's right. In fact, to make this a little less scary, Why don't I treat you to something first? You taste so good. So sweet for an alpha. Are you sure you're not an omega? Better enjoy the feeling of playing with your not now. Who knows how much longer you're going to be having it, little lamb? Moaning as my tongue reaches deep inside you. It feels good to have something filling you up, huh? Don't you worry. I'm just opening you up with my tongue first. Wouldn't want you to take my knot raw. Want you to feel good. Want you to crave Alpha's knot just like every Omega should. Oh, that's it, little lamb. Can't help but grind your hips against me, huh? Should see how easily your hole's opening up for me. It's like it wants my cock, my knot. Like it already knows you're an omega. So fucking delicious. When you become an Omega, you'll get more used to that sensation. Only going to get sweeter the more you turn into one. Now let's see how well you can take a knot. The least amount of knots needed to turn an alpha was 5. Do you think you're going to beat it? Then prove it. Fuck. Even with my tongue loosening up your hole, you're still tight. Guess that's proof enough that you really are Alpha. Luckily, not for long, right? It's not like you were ever meant to be one. When I explained the situation to you, you instantly agreed. You trust that Alpha knows what is best for you despite being an Alpha yourself. That's very Omegan behavior. When you were presenting, there was a switch. If it went to the left, you were an Omega. And if you went to the right, you were an Alpha. And for some reason, Your switch was leaning left your entire life. But switched to the right before you presented, making you be a false one. One that isn't correct. Being an alpha never sat right with you, did it? Oh, you couldn't help but imagine you were the one being nodded, despite being the one doing the nodding, huh? Oh, it's okay, little lamb. You felt that something was off and didn't know how to tell anyone else. That's why I'm packed alpha. I could sniff it out. Going to turn you into the packed omega instead. Going to knot your sweet little hole and give you a taste of a real alpha's knot. Not that pathetic little excuse you have. It's not like yours could really compare, could it? No. You're just more excited to have something inside you. It feels so good, doesn't it? Thrusting your hips back against me, trying to take me deeper. Turns out it feels good to have a cock inside you, huh? Oh, didn't think it would feel this good, did you? No, it's all right, little lamb. You can trust Alpha. Alpha knows what you need before you do. You don't know what to do or how to take care of yourself. That's why you were an Alpha who was part of a pact. A real Alpha wouldn't happily take orders from others. A real Alpha wouldn't do as they were told. But you happily take orders. You don't want to think for yourself. You don't want all this responsibility. You weren't meant to be an Alpha. It doesn't suit you. It simply doesn't feel right, does it? Because you were meant to be an Omega. Alpha's fixing your little issue the only way she knows how. By bitching you. Oh, yeah. Thrusting into your hole as you easily take it all. Moaning because of how good it feels. That's it. That's right, little lamb. Let everyone know how good it feels to be an Omega. Now that you've had a cock inside you, you're not going to be able to go back, are you? No, just look at yourself, completely lost to the pleasure. You just can't get enough, mindlessly rocking your hips, trying to create friction as you stroke your cock. Oh, it's okay, little lamb. You should enjoy that while you can. It's not going to be like that for much longer. We both know that Omegas don't have any cocks. There's no reason. Just a pretty pussy for their alpha to nod and breed as their alpha wishes. Omegas don't get to be in control of their own bodies. Oh, and bitched Omegas definitely don't get to be. You wouldn't even know where to start with your own self-care. You're completely reliant on Alpha now, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Just how it should be. My helpless little Omega. It's okay. This is where you belong. Alpha's righting the wrong that nature made. You don't need to worry about anything else. What I'm doing is completely natural. It's to make you feel better. To accept your place better. Oh, yeah. It's too much of an effort for you to be an alpha. It's too much responsibility. It's not something that you would thrive in. Every day you wake up feeling anxious. But you won't do that as an omega. No, no, no. Oh, your life. Your life is simple as an Omega. Your life is a happy one. And you're going to be a mated Omega too. You're not going to have to spend even one heat without a knot. You're going to have me to take care of you properly. Oh, yes, you will. It could happen right now. Oh, that heat of yours, that transformation, it could be happening right now. It could happen a day or two from now. It could even happen a month from now. But you are going to shift, and I'm not going to leave you alone. No, I'm not going to let you out of my sight until that transformation takes place. You're going to be an Omega. Oh, yes, you are. I can feel it from how well you take me. You just love how this feels, don't you? Oh, yeah. Yes. Moaning around my cock and just like an Omega should. Look at you, little lamb. This is where you belong. Impaled on my cock. All stretched around it as you let out pretty little noises. Such a pretty thing, little lamb. Yes, you are. Feels so fucking good. Take it so well. Alpha loves how well you're doing. Despite being an alpha, you somehow already know how to take a cock, don't you? Don't have to teach you anything. You're a natural at it. Rocking your hips faster. Trying to get my knot to pop quicker. Oh, I know, Omega, I know. You just want to be bred. Want to feel a real alpha's knot. Regardless of how quickly you're touching yourself, playing with that useless cock of yours, all you can think about is alpha's cock. Alpha's not. Alpha's come. Do you think real alphas think about alpha like that? Do you think an actual alpha would look at me and think with just that title, or think of me as alpha of this pack? Oh, yeah. Being an alpha simply doesn't make sense for you, little lamb. It doesn't work. It's a mistake that nature made. One that alpha has to fix by bitching you, by nodding your hole until it turns into a ripe cunt for me to breathe. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I'm going to knot you as many times as it takes, little lamb. Not leaving this tent until you're a changed Omega. Not letting you out of my sight until this is a cunt. Oh, wouldn't want you to get the wrong idea. Start thinking that you can get out of this. You're my Omega, aren't you? Oh, fuck it. My pretty bitch at Omega, going to come on my knots. Can feel it starting to grow inside you, can't you? Getting thicker with every thrust. Gonna come on my knot like a good bitch, aren't you? No. Oh, yes, you are, Omega. Come on. You can take it. Gonna breach you as much as I can right now. While you still can't catch. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna take full advantage of that. Oh, fuck. Feels so fucking good. Come on, lamb. You want my nod, don't you? Oh, then come with me. You can do it. Let go for me, little lamb. Be a good Omega. And come on your office nod. So fuck. No. Yes. Oh, yes. What a good little lamb. Such a natural at taking a knot. It doesn't hurt, does it? Alpha prepared you so well for her knot. Just look at you. So sweet. Took everything Alpha gave you just like an Omega should. You're going to make such a lovely Omega, little lamb. Yes, you are. I just can't wait until your transformation takes place. You did so well for your alpha. Yes, you did. There's no reason to be sad or to dwell on anything. You're doing something good. You're helping not only yourself, but the pact. Doesn't that make you happy? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being a bitched Omega, little lamb. Nature made a mistake. Alpha has to fix it, doesn't she? Exactly. I knew you would start to see it my way, Omega. Alpha knows best, doesn't she?